This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We are not giving you legal advice unless you're at the dinner table with your in-laws and they start telling you things and they keep saying they say. Counter them with the Radio Law Talk says. We're okay with that. Don't use it in a court of law, but go ahead and use it with the in-laws. It's really good around Christmas time, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving,
in the car,
a long car ride.
Yeah.
You get your significant other, you get in an argument with, and
luckily,
they say, instead of just being smart and saying you're right, you just say, okay, let me tell you what Radio Law Talk says.
I've learned that lesson too.
That'll get them going.
Oh yeah.
And so that's always do that. Oh, just you can even play them our music. You can even do this. Play this music. Yeah, play this music.
I've heard they say.
And you play this music, and it gets you going, and you're ready to argue with them.
There's a certain power position that comes out of the Radio Law Talk theme, isn't
That's
there?
That's exactly right. And that theme is our theme, by the way. Oh, it's actually, we bought the theme. So.
Yeah, we had someone approach us and say, can we use your theme on a video? No.
No, you can't. That's exactly right. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things today. We're going to have a case or no case. We're going to, by the way, I won 2 3-pointers, 3 points on each. Those of you from KBRA 95.9 FM, Freer, Texas, home of the Rattlesnake Roundup. Thank you for joining us. It's your first week. You nailed it, by the way. Why did KBRA nail it this week? Because a lot of times we'll have 3 or 4 affiliates in 1 week that are adding up or popping in. And I know, I'm looking at the email, they're expecting 2 or 3 more within the next few weeks that are adding on. But they've got it all to themselves today.
So congratulations to you, KBRA.
Yeah, KBRA. So from Freer, Texas. But what I want to say is we do a thing called case or no case. And what happens in case or no case is people love to hear the cases. Cal, our producer, 3-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, is a phenomenal person in writing things up to trick us. Or he brings up a real case scenario. So we got to know, is it a real case? And if it is a real case, what's the outcome? We get 1 point to determine if it's a case. And if we get the outcome, that's the second point. At the end of 50 points, after who knows, it could take a month, could take 6 months to get to 50 points, all the other hosts have to buy that host dinner. And we want you to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO or 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. And you can call in and say, this is what I think of case or no case. And you don't even have to get on the air, and Cal will give your opinion on the air.
And you know, you can actually get 4 points out of this case. And okay,
can I get 4 points?
4 points. You may. You won't, but you could.
Okay, let's do it. Let's just roll on.
The way you can get the fourth point is by identifying Ralphie's last name from the movie Christmas Story.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
It's not easy.
And we can't look on the internet, just so you know.
No.
Those people out there, we can't look it up. And if you're going to call in, don't cheat. Don't look it up. This is on the honor system.
Please, yes. Oh, poor Ralphie from the movie A Christmas Story.
Oh, no.
How many times did he hear he would shoot his eye out with a BB gun? But this is a case where life imitates art. The Stanhope family of Blue Lake, Kentucky, was upset because their child, Dwayne, literally did shoot out his right eye with a Daisy BB pistol, losing sight in the eye permanently. They almost immediately sought counsel when the prognosis was announced. They wanted to know if they could file against Daisy BB Gun Company. And so we can just start off with that, Fred. It all starts with the fact that he was shooting a Daisy Powerline 426 CO2 air pistol, slightly different than a BB gun, but the damage had been done. So now, Case or no case?
Easy, Cal.
By the way, names have been changed to protect people in this.
This is a case because I know that there's a lot of warnings. There's issues of warnings. I do personal injury. Those of you who don't know, I'm a personal injury lawyer. That's the way I've always started. I've been doing personal injury coming up to close to 30 years now,
yeah.
Cal. And even though I'm a radio host, too. But let me tell you, this is a typical case, probably one of the main cases that started. I don't know if I remember that it was Daisy, but I remember a similar suit to this. And so I'm saying it's a case, and there's issues about warnings and about safeties and about, you know, things. There's some things you just can't protect. I mean, there's just no way that you can stop, you know, something happening with a gun many times. You can do the best you can, but sometimes things
you
happen.
You can't stop stupid, and you can't stop misuse, and you can't stop not using the instructions.
That's true. But the thing is, I think early on, as this all came forth, more and more instructions and warnings. Because you know, Cal, that really works because you read all the warnings.
Oh, everyone.
You read the details of it in the instructions and on the ground. Have you ever seen, like, those blow-up, like, you know, they pull behind a boat, those little, like, inner tube things. That's, like, lined with warnings all the way down the side.
There's, like, no point to even getting one unless you really like to read a lot.
Actually, you need to still put them on, and I'm the lawyer that sues about those, so I can't complain because I'm one of the ones that makes it happen, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say it's a case, and the boy wins for getting a BB into his eye, and this is an early case, probably, I can't remember the year, but this is an early case. So Stanhope wins, Dwayne wins, and Daisy has to put more warnings or do safeties on their BB gun or pistol in this case.
Well, here we go.
All right.
The Federal Trade Commission got involved in the case.
Yes, so it is a case.
They originally ordered the company to recall all 7.5 million Daisy Powerline CO2 pistols. But using a good legal team, Daisy negotiated a different settlement.
But it was a case,
and
but
that was
good.
And that was to spend $250,000 in BB gun safety training for anyone who has a non-powder firearm out there.
Oh.
The civil case against Daisy is still unresolved.
Still
in 1981, still unresolved.
Wow.
But this Federal Trade Commission matter, which was not a court thing, it was just a complaint, the FTC said,
right?
Yeah, and they negotiated a different settlement with them.
Wow.
So I think we're going to say probably it was a case. Cause it was
a
case.
That's a three-pointer for me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How much are you going to give me, Cal?
Well, we got to tell me Ralphie's last name, and then you get four.
Oh, Ralphie. Oh, Ralphie's last name and a Christmas story, right?
Yeah. You know, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Yeah.
I know. Ralphie. Ralphie Malfi. No, Ralphie, that was...
That's Happy Days.
Hey, is that a half a point?
No.
Let's see, call 855-LAW-RADIO if you can help me.
If you Google it, don't call.
I can't believe that my co-hosts that usually listen in aren't texting me.
I'm surprised they can't tell you the name.
Ralphie... I don't know his last name, Cal. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
What's it start with? What's the first letter?
P. And it is Ralphie, and it has to do with a very popular pen name.
Ralphie.
Nom de plume.
Ralphie Sharpie. I don't know. I don't know what it is, Cal. I can't
think. It's not Stanford. It's not Bic. It is Ralphie. Wait for it. Ralphie Parker.
Ralphie Parker.
And that, folks, you just hang on to that. That will come in handy as a trivia question at a future Christmas party.
Ralphie Parker.
Ralphie Parker was his last name, according to the script.
And he's the BB gun guy. Remember,
he's the BB gun guy.
Wow, yeah. Ralphie Parker. But I get 3 points?
You get 3 points, Fred. That's not as good a score.
9 points in one day.
How do you like that?
Woo-hoo.
That'll teach these guys not to show up.
It seems like when they're next to me, I panic. And
you freeze, Fred.
I freeze. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the most interesting drug bust and what they found in the drug bust when we come back.
All right. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. Hold on with Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk. and RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Boys are weird. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So what's scary with police officers as they go in and find themselves in situations that they have to react properly is trying to figure out, you know, what's being pointed at them.
And be second-guessed for the rest of their lives
right,
in many cases.
And that's the sad part. Right. I know we got a lot going on in this country about this, but But my dad's a former police officer, and I know what the police officers go through. And it's, believe me, there's good and bad in everything, Cal. Lawyers, police officers, plumbers, radio hosts, you know, all that stuff. Not too many radio, at least not radio law talk, but here's the deal. What happens, what do you do when something's pointed at you or you have these guns pop up? And how do you react as a police officer? And this is what really scares me now, this case we're going to discuss. And why it scares me is it's going to be a no-win situation for the criminal or non-criminal person and or the police officer. So they do this drug raid. This drug raid occurs in North Carolina. As they do this drug raid, they find all these guns, right? Typical drug raid, you know, and these guys are doing cocaine, and they found $2,300 in cash, and they're doing what's called mushrooms also. But the sad thing about it, I see the picture, go to the internet and look up Nerf police real gun. It looks like a Nerf gun, and they actually painted a Glock 16 and put it together like a Nerf gun and put the Nerf gun kind of around it, kind of built it. And it literally looks like a Nerf gun. And I could see someone or pointing a Nerf gun at a police officer, and it's like, oh, it's a Nerf gun. You know, I'm not going to shoot, you know. Do I shoot a kid with it, you know, a younger kid with a Nerf gun? You don't as a police officer. But the scary thing is this gun looks like a Nerf gun, and it's a Glock 16. And so they've arrested them, and they're actually, you know, prosecuting these guys. But this
But they painted up a bunch of guns to look like toys.
But this one was like really. This one looks really realistic.
With the blue stuff on the outside and the orange.
Has the Nerf sticker.
Wow.
And if you could look at it very carefully, Cal, you could see the Glock built into it. I mean, very carefully.
Yeah.
I mean, from 5 feet away, I wouldn't have known that. And it looks like a Nerf gun. It looks like a Nerf. And that's what's scary for police officers now is you got people, you know, using a Nerf gun and, oh, it's just a Nerf gun. Don't shoot. You know, what is the thing? The officers that are now, they're saying, don't you shoot unless you know, because there's definitely defendants that have, you know, flashed things. It's been a flashlight or it's been a cell phone.
Cell phone, yeah.
Yeah. And really, you know, there's got to be a balance.
So now they have to wait for bullets to fly.
I don't know. But what scares me now is Nerf guns. When you've got a Nerf gun, then, you know, okay, what's the argument? I guess the police officers have an argument now. Here's a case out of North Carolina that shows there's a Nerf gun. And how do you train for that now, Cal?
Man.
How do you train for a Nerf gun pointing at you that is, you don't know if it's a real Nerf gun or you don't know if it's a gun?
If it's me, what the police have done is to shoot first and ask questions later to say, let God sort them out, so to speak. And that's not working anymore.
No.
We had a case in Northern California where a guy went out there and was shot by the police officers because he was running toward them firing. He's laying down on the ground, and he says, I can't move, I can't move, I can't move. So the officers surround him. Thank goodness they had their ballistic shields out. And just as he got close to them, he pulls out his 9mm and starts popping caps at him.
Oh, and they hit their vest.
They ended up taking his life.
Yeah.
But my point is that you can't trust, I can't move. You can't trust, oh, it's just a gun.
Right. Or is this a Nerf? A Nerf gun?
Yeah, it's just a toy.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever the toy may be.
Yeah,
you don't know. Even the ones now that they have the guns for kids, They put the orange cap on it, right?
That's the tip.
The tip. But how do you know it's not, someone doesn't throw a tip on it and on a normal gun? Yeah, so they've got to be very careful. So that's why I'm bringing this up. They're being prosecuted, but it's scary now to know that they now are taking Nerf guns and making them look like, I mean, taking real guns and making them like Nerf guns. Now, we've talked about talk about COVID-19. Here's an issue, and I've worked with what's called the AAJ, and I'm on some programs with them and some, you know, associations where we look at the insurance and determine whether or not there's coverage for businesses for losing money and on these COVID-19
business income guarantee insurance.
Well, kind of.
Not always, but
kinda like
primarily.
That. Yeah. And so I've looked at that, but here's the issue that's starting to roll in now, which is what about the universities, right, Cal?
Mm-hmm.
As these universities now, the individuals or these students are still able to go to the university via, you know, the web and Zoom and all that. But they don't use the facilities like they used to use them. And so now there's a class action lawsuit against Oregon State and University of Oregon claiming that the students were charged too much.
So we want some of our
money back. Yeah. Now here's the arguments. Let's lay out the arguments on both sides. So I kind of noted down both arguments. So the students are arguing they're not able to access the stuff that they're paying for. So their normal tuition includes a list of things. Okay, we're able to go to the football field. We're able to go to the, you know, use the library, physically use the library, and we're able to do a number of things. They say as follows. They're saying college students pay the universities for libraries, gyms, campuses, facilities, activities, in-person access to the professors, and a number of things like this.
And the university said, what do you need the football field for? You can watch it on TV.
Yeah, but the thing is, that is, they're arguing a breach of contract, Cal. They're saying you breached the contract as part of our agreement for paying this tuition. We have full access to everything. Full access to everything.
What do you think?
And so when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more of their arguments and the interesting counter-arguments by the university. And this isn't the first one, by the way. University of Washington's already been sued also for this. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Don't forget, this hour, we're doing what's called quick takes. At the very end, I'm going to give you my quick take for the day, the most important thing for you to remember as you go to bed tonight. We'll be back.
That's coming up in a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk. We appreciate your listening. Remind you, you can hear all 3 hours of Radio Law Talk live Saturdays, 9 to noon Pacific time on RadioLawTalk.com. And later in the week, we'll be posting. You can hear every episode we've ever done. It's worth your time. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm. It does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Life.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the best show ever. I mean at this time. Not literally.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We should get an award for the best kitty bumps on radio.
That's great.
We have the best kitty bumps in the world. I love those kitty bumps. We're talking about University of Oregon and Oregon State being sued in a class action lawsuit about they're charging the individuals, the students, too high of a rate, according to the plaintiffs in this class action lawsuit, saying that, you know, what they're paying for is not just their education and getting a degree, but access to libraries, gyms, you know, in-person, you know, meetings with professors, campus facilities, activities,
football
everything,
games,
football
right.
games, everything, sure, walking on the, sitting on the bench, you know, that's all part of the experience. Now, here's the big issue. What they argue, though, is that as the universities argues back, saying that we're disputing that because even though this, first of all, they're saying it's a pandemic, we can't do much about it, but they continue to provide the students with, and I'm going to quote this from them, high-quality education courses in person, remotely, and online. So they're saying you're getting it just in a different way. And the big argument would be, and the first thing I thought was one of the arguments back as a plaintiff, I'd say, but you know what? It's cheaper for you because now we're all not there. You don't have to clean the facilities. You don't have to do all that. And they said, no, it's actually the opposite.
You don't have to heat it and cool it.
Yeah, heat it and cool it and stuff. They're saying actually the opposite. They've had to go online. They've had to hire more people and do more pay more money for technology to make it so they can do more online. They also say their argument is that's the university's arguing that professors, quote, are engaging with students' instruction and support in providing a high quality, blah, 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 blah.
And to which you, the other side, would, you know, you would say, well, if that's true, why is it that in every level of education, the surveys and studies that are being done show that only actually, students are actually excelling, and the other third are staying the same, and the other third are lagging behind. If the quality is so good, why isn't it working?
Well, let me tell you one thing. As being onto a major university with over 30,000 students, you don't even have access to professors most of the time. They say, "Oh, you
a TA."
There's no way you get to see a TA if you're lucky. So access to professors is rare unless you're in your upper class, you know, classes that are smaller. But most of the main classes, the GEs, you're never going to talk to a professor.
They don't even lecture, do they? They usually bring in teaching assistants to lecture. In many
they'll
cases.
Do both. They'll do both. But yeah, that's exactly right, Cal. The university also argues that this is a once in a generation pandemic. And once a generation pandemic, you know, the value of education is still unchanged. They still get it, but it's a pandemic. You know, what are they supposed to do? They also argue that they're able to access they're able to access a lot of the stuff they say they can't access, but it's just online. And they also argue that they did refund some money. So, for example, University of Oregon has a mandatory payment for use of the recreation center and the student union. It's mandatory as part of your tuition. They said they refunded that to all the students.
Good.
So that's another one of their arguments.
But for the schools to argue that it costs them more money, you could always say, well, yes, but the federal government has thrown so much money at education, including higher education.
That's true.
What are you complaining about?
Yeah,
they're paying for all of that.
Yeah, I don't know what the – again, I'd like to talk to a professor to see are they not working as hard? Are they – you know, is it easier online to do it or is it more difficult?
They could see the feet up on the desk like you just –
That's exactly right. But they're also arguing – the plaintiffs now are arguing, the class action, that it's an unjust enrichment to the universities. They're making too much money. They also knowingly – are receiving full tuition and full amount when they know that they're actually not using that and they're charging too much. But again, they're saying, oh, then they're back at it saying, oh, no, technology is more expensive. So here we go. This is going on. We're going to see what happens. It's not the first one. Apparently, University of Washington's being sued, and I'm sure there's a number of them down the line. That's an interesting one, though, Cal. I just don't know.
It is, I agree.
I'm not quite sure what side to jump on, but I do agree with one thing. The students definitely are not using or able to use the facilities. Let's talk about art. If you say your degree is in art,
sure.
You need the art class. You need to go in there. You need to paint. You need the people there.
You need the kiln if you're doing the sculpture.
That stuff. So I don't know how that applies or how that works. But all I'm saying, Cal, is I think the students do have an argument, and so I'm kind of leaning a little bit their way. But yet I can see that the university is saying, well, what else do you want us to do?
Well,
I
would say show me the numbers. I don't care about the pandemic. I want to know if I'm getting an adequate compensatory value for what I'm paying. So if you say that it's really costing you more and you're not getting that backfilled by the feds or the state, show me the numbers.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, you know as well as I do, Cal, numbers can be manipulated.
Of course,
I mean,
that's
to
true.
Some degree. To some degree. Well, let's move on. Let's say, okay, now here's an interesting one to me. Because this is in California, and why is it that it's important that it's in California? This is a union issue and a property rights issue. Everyone says it's a business issue. I see it as a property rights issue and an issue against the unions. And what this is all about is whatever happens here, if this happens in California, it's going to sweep the nation, I believe, because other lawsuits by farm businesses are going to occur. So what happens is, in 1975, there was a law that was passed. It's basically called the California Labor Regulation. It's a California labor regulation. And because of Cesar Chavez got this 1975 law passed that allows unions to access farms, okay, and other agricultural businesses in order to organize the union, right? In order to recruit these unions. Now let's think back this. Now this is an argument that the businesses argue, and I agree with them on this. And the reason is they wanted to have access of the unions, needed access to these migrant workers that are usually just stuck on the farm and don't go outside.
They want to get in there, make their promises to them, and say sign up for the union.
Right,
on the farm
and that's what they do. Right. But you have property rights also. Okay, but let's back up. Is 75 the only way to really talk is to meet them face to face? Now with Instagram, you know, Facebook and social media and emails, there's ways you can access these people because their whole argument, the union's argument is, well, we can't access them. We have to show up to the farm in order to access these people. And that's not true nowadays. It's completely different. But what's happened is there was two businesses in California. One, okay, let me back up. I forgot to. So they can't just come in under the law, 1975 law, and just come in and talk to any of the workers at any time. Number one, they have to give notice. Number two, they have to arrive either during the non-working hours, after or before, or during lunchtime. So they got to be notified.
Arrive off shift,
and basically not be disruptive. You know that's what it is. So what happened in this case is there's two specific lawsuits, two specific companies that have brought the lawsuit, and one was called Cedar Point. And apparently, these people came on, didn't really give notice. Maybe it was Fowler Packing. There's Fowler Packing and Cedar Point, and I'm not quite sure which ones did which, but one of them is the union people came on, didn't give notice, and, just, you know, were holding red, you know, bandanas and doing almost like a little protest.
Right.
Saying, look, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, almost like a strike, and they weren't even members of the union.
Yeah,
right.
And they're coming on to their property, and they have about 500 employees. Another one has about 1,000 employees, and these are a lot of these California workers that are packing. They're big packers. And these little towns go on doors, so they're the ones that brought this lawsuit. So their argument is, this is an issue, and it's a property rights issue. They have access. This is the business is arguing. They have access to these people to unionize, to gather outside the property. But for them to have the rights to come in and at any time, and by the way, I gotta say, I can't remember the exact time. They only have a certain amount of times they can come under the 1975 law. They can only come 3 hours per day and 120 days per year, which by the way is quite a bit.
Yep.
But the union's arguing, look, we don't even use that often. We don't come that often. And the argument is a slippery slope. If you start there, then who else is going to be able to come on and regulate these farms or ranches? Well, I say, well, the union's not the government. That's the difference. The government should have access because they have to do that for safety reasons. But the union's arguing, well, now, will the government be able to do that anymore? Well, of course they will, because they have, it's the government, but the union's not the government. So this lawsuit's going on. This is a very important lawsuit, and the United States Supreme Court is hearing it. They've already heard the arguments, Cal.
That's interesting.
And it's going to be interesting with how conservative supposedly the courts are, see what's going to happen.
Because normally the conservatives would argue that the courts have tilted toward organized labor almost exclusively. So that'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does this time.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll be back. We're going to do a final lead out, Cal. We made all 3 hours, just you and I.
We have survived.
Time.
Congratulations to you, Fred. So when we come back, a little bit more stuff to talk about. And Fred's quick takes coming up.
Yes, most important.
Right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Thanks for hanging on to us, KBRA 95.9 FM in Freer, Texas. This is the three-hour show of Radio Law Talk. We've got so much to talk about, and it's so fun and so enjoyable with Cal and I. Have you heard of Craig Carton? He's apparently a radio guy.
Who?
His name's Craig Carton. I don't know who he is.
It's not familiar to me, but yeah.
Anyway, so this individual, apparently he's got his own radio show, and apparently he was convicted of wire and securities fraud in 2018.
Oh, yeah, he was a sports jock in New York.
Oh, was he? In New York? Okay. For apparently he misused funds from investors that gave him money to buy tickets, apparently, and... Apparently, he used it for paying off some of his gambling debts.
Yeah,
by the way,
a nice little ticket scheme. He got people to give him money for tickets so he could pay off his illicit gambling.
That's another whole topic we can talk about, Cal. Gambling. Don't get into it, man. I tell you, as bizarre as it sounds, Cal, and we gamble every day, man. We put money into our 401k. That's a gamble. But anyway, long story
short. And to our business. Life is a gamble.
Life is a gamble.
Why make it difficult?
Yeah. But between you and I, Cal, and we don't have any... No, we have no sponsors that are casinos.
No.
I know one thing and one thing only. There's a reason why they have big houses and big mansions and big, huge facilities is because they win. And you know what? I'm dead serious. I can't ever remember putting even a nickel in a slot machine my whole life. I'm weird about that. I'm like, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of taking my money. I'm just that way.
I confess. I did a dime and I won $10. And I stopped right there.
Wow.
I stopped. That's it. Yeah. I'm done. I'm playing on the house's money, baby. I am done.
I am not, because I know I'm going to lose it. And I don't want to get started on something that I'll probably, you know, get going and enjoy. And I have a lot of, we have a lot of friends we know that love doing it. And it's kind of a social thing for a lot of people, too. But it's not for me. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm not one to make donations to the casino.
Yes,
either.
Neither am I. But what's interesting about this one is, you know, he was convicted and he has to pay retribution to the individuals of $435,000 in restitution. And what he's trying to do is apparently he's back on the air and he's doing well financially. And he's saying, okay, I want to pay it off and get it done, because technically until that's all done, he's still in the custody of the Bureau of the prisons. And he served a few years and he's, let's see, it's about a year. He's in 1 year of his 3.5 year sentence, but I believe it's out of his house, which that's smart. You know, that's a good idea. He's got the ankle bracelet on and he's doing a show from his house.
Yeah. Everybody in COVID, I talked to a friend of mine who does morning radio in New York, and he said, I sound better at home than I do in the studio. I have a better microphone, but he said, I haven't been back to the studio for a year and a half.
It's crazy.
Isn't
crazy.
It? Yeah.
But what's, and it's changed our lives. But anyway, he's trying to say, look, let me get this over with. Let me pay these reparations to these people. I've got the money now. And the judges are like, you know, it takes time to do this and to get this through the system. And he's having problems and he can't get it paid off. He's trying to pay the restitution as fast as he can. And they're not allowing him to allowing it to happen. But he's already paid $25,000 to some victims. And he's just trying, and part of his paycheck has to go, apparently his full restitution is like around $4.8 million, but, the situation is he's trying to pay it off quicker, and the judges are going, yeah, we're not that fast.
Such an insane amount of money.
Well, the funny thing is can I pay this off right as fast as I can?
No.
Nah, we're just going to let it drag on.
We're bureaucrats, you know. Too fast.
I'm just like, if I'm the victim going, would you get the money over here? We also have a paralegal I want to talk about that refused. This was an interesting thing that I wasn't sure about, that I've reviewed this before. There's a paralegal apparently in Connecticut that appeals court ruled on behalf of the paralegal that is also a notary. And this notary, when you notarize, my general understanding is, and I'm wrong in Connecticut. When I first thought this, my first initial reaction was, when you notarize, you're notarizing what the signature. That's all you're notarizing is that.
Brett Penny signed this document.
Yes.
He's proved it to my satisfaction.
Yes. Right. And that's what you're signing. Right. That's what you're notarizing. You're not notarizing the details of the document or what's in the document. And apparently an attorney in this firm did something improper, apparently, and this is allegations, that he was late on the court date, and the date was, he kind of backdated it. Let's see, did he exact backdate it or something to that effect? And she knew that he wasn't supposed to do that. But the question is, was she notarizing just that this is his signature? And what he puts in his affidavit to the court, that's between the lawyer and the court. But my understanding is, after I studied this a little more, is that a notary in Connecticut, if they're not allowed to perform any official act with the intent to defraud or deceive, or
but they weren't attempting to.
Right. But quote, outline a public policy against knowingly assisting an affidavit and submitting false statements to a court.
So there you go.
And so there we go. So I'm on the paralegal side now, because I'm not saying you should even do it if you know, but what's going on within the affidavit, but the affidavit's between that individual and the court, or whatever the affidavit's for. And because I worry about, like, I'd say not necessarily a paralegal, but a notary getting in trouble because, oh, what was all in the affidavit was a lie. Well, I don't read the affidavit. I'm just here to say that's their signature.
But I'm getting from the scenario that the paralegal worked in that lawyer's office and had direct firsthand knowledge that it was fraudulent.
Yes. Yeah. I think definitely, and the appellate court upheld on the paralegal side because she was fired, and they said, oh, you're just fired for other reasons. And she's like, no, that's not right.
And that's the point. You've got someone who's holding the big hammer over you, controls your professional life, and say, lie for me or you'll get fired. And she did.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on with that one. That's the latest. That's at appellate court. But it's interesting to note, I thought it was just like all you're doing is looking at the signature and validating the signature. Maybe that's the case in California. I haven't looked at it in detail, but those of you who are notaries probably know the answer better than I do, but that's interesting. Another important thing that I was looking at when we're talking about the free press. Okay, let's talk about the press.
Okay.
Freedom of press is very important to you and I, Cal.
It's in the First Amendment. One of the first things they enumerated, right?
An Iowa jury just acquitted a journalist recently who was pepper sprayed covering a protest and was arrested because she wouldn't disperse. When they asked her to disperse, leave. And then now this is where it gets fuzzy. And I don't know the details of this, so I'd like to know the details. Because I've talked to some judges before and officers before, and there's a lot of times you get arrested for just being a jerk. You can't be arrested for a jerk, but there's tic-tac laws that you can be arrested for, and a lot of times officers will just ignore it. But if you're a jerk, sometimes they do that.
And you have to pass the attitude test.
That's exactly what it's called, the attitude test. Good question. So in this case, this is a case where she just said, no, I'm not going to disperse. I'm a journalist. And she said she was a journalist and told the officer that. And apparently something occurred, and she wouldn't leave, and so he arrested her. I don't know if she had credentials or if she showed credentials, but obviously she was a legitimate journalist because her company, that's one of the big national ones, supported her defense. And it was only a few hours, and they acquitted her and let her go.
Well, what's interesting about that is one of the reasons the news media should be there and allow relatively unfettered access is to observe the actions of the police department.
Right.
And there are many police officers that don't like the fact that reporters want or do that during heated situations like this.
But now, see, that's the old days, Cal. Nowadays, everyone's a reporter. They all have their cell phones, right? So it's like, okay, the purpose of them being there is to get and put the news out. You know what? A kid there with a cell phone that has a Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook account or a TikTok account can put it out within a matter of minutes, right?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
But it's not the same. But hallelujah, at least the freedom of the press wins that one. So next week, when we come back, it'll be Cal and I, and who knows if we have any co-hosts. I don't know. We learned, Cal, we can do without him.
Yeah,
so maybe we can just fire him, huh?
Nah, let's not do that.
Him. All right, before we do anything, we do what's called a quick take. And look, you only remember a few seconds of this 3 hours. This is what I want you to remember. Brad, Jolie, Johnny, and Amber, we love your films. I'm here for you. I'll mediate for one day only. Your case is for free. Call Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio. Jolie, Brad, Johnny, and Amber. With that, Cal, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being my friend.
It's an honor, Fred.
We'll see you next week, man.
Thanks for listening, folks. See you then.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extender.